Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from christministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 54. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're absolutely free, including the postage and the handling.
The Lord wants me to begin reading some of the different literature that the Lord has given me. Power pack, because it's the Lord's word. I've already done my testimony tract and another one, Earthquake. And now we're on this piece of literature entitled Another Pearl Harbor. Tonight we're doing part 10. But right now let's all go up to the throne of the Lord to ask him to outwardly anoint, to pour out his Holy Spirit, the Spirit to minister his word, the Spirit that gives us the power to minister his word. That is, he ministers his word in us and through us. So, Father, we thank and praise your holy name because it's your ministry, not ours. And it's your ministry that's being attacked by liars and persecutions. And you stated that all that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. And so if people are not receiving persecution for the gospel's sake, well, then they're really, I don't believe they're saved because ever since I've received salvation, Father, you know, for 41 years now, I've been highly persecuted along with my late wife, Susie, who passed away in 82 to go to meet you, April 8, 1982. And so, Lord, we rejoice, though, when we're being lied about. We rejoice when there's all the different things that happen to us from the world because you stated that we're supposed to leap and be glad and rejoice because the prophets before us were persecuted and lied about the very same way. Even you, Lord, were nailed to the cross on a pack of lies and were sold out by a former follower of yours. And, Lord, we ask that you pour out your outward anointing so that the inward anointing of people that are Christians, true Christians, can be strengthened and raised up upon higher ground. We ask also, Lord, that you open the ears, the spiritual ears, and the spiritual eyes of everyone so that they can see that the unsaved, that they're in darkness and that they need to come out from that darkness, come out from the world, and leave behind their old life and be resurrected unto the new life, which is in you, Christ Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will let everything that's being said on this program be directly from you, from the throne of God in heaven. Lord, that the souls will be edified in the church and strengthened, and that the souls will be saved out in the world by the billions. Father God, we ask it in the name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now where's the first letter from?
From Glasgow, Scotland.
Okay.
Dear beloved Father and Pastor Alamo, greetings in the name of the soon-coming New Jerusalem King. I am happy and thankful to the Lord to let you know that there is a sister from South Africa who has decided to start distributing the Lord's literature. I like calling it the Lord's literature because it's Him who gives you the messages you write.
Amen, brother. That sister goes. Then what?
She is reading them.
That's why people better listen to what's in them. Amen.
Amen.
Then what?
She is reading them, also listening to the taped messages, and says that these messages are extremely anointed. Since she is so eager to start winning souls, I have given her about 200 copies of world newsletters while waiting to receive her own parcels of God's Word. As she doesn't have access to the Internet, I am hereby requesting the Lord's literature on her behalf for free distribution. 100 copies each of We're Being Watched, Holiness, Free, Assurance, and Earthquake to be sent to her address in South Africa.
Also send some Messiah books and other pieces of literature, you know, at least one or two of some of the other ones that are more requested than others, all right?
Okay.
Then what?
He signs, "Praise the Lord, sincerely yours in the Commonwealth of Spiritual Israel, Lacombo from Glasgow, Scotland."
Oh, that's the man that we recently wrote a letter. He wanted to come to the United States to be in our church, so I dictated a letter that he needed to the Scottish government to be able to let that come to pass. All right, now we have part 10 of Another Pearl Harbor.
Satan and his people are afraid of the prayers of God's people because they know that God hears and answers them. There's no way to solve any of these problems.
Right, everybody pray that all these satanic people that, were really winning a lot of souls, and everybody needs to pray for us, to pray that God will bind the devil here on earth, and that so that he will be bound in heaven. Let God bind Satan. Hopefully and prayerfully, some of these people will repent, but if they don't, when we pray for them and they don't repent, well, the Lord will take care of them, because they say so many lies, and the reason for it is not to hurt us, but it's to hurt the people in the world that hear these lies, and therefore they refuse to read the literature and listen to our tapes or read our website. And we have a very good website. Everything that I've written, almost, I mean, there's hundreds of pieces of literature that I've written that are not yet on the website because I've never released them yet. But we have the tapes, the website, the pieces of literature, and the radio stations that we're on. And there's just hundreds of millions of people. Even one radio station alone is supposed to have a radius of 1.5 billion people. Doesn't mean that all of them are listening, but there's a potential there for them to be able to listen to it if they have shortwave radios. And that's what most of the people in India and Africa and some of those other countries listen to, is shortwave, far more than AM, FM. So we have a website. If you'd like to send us a request of what radio station we're on nearest you, or if you have something supernatural that you'd like to have on the air as a witness to people all over the world, if you have a testimony that you'd like people to hear, and it's good, and I know it's of the Lord, we'll put it right on our website and in our newsletters, and read it over the air for everyone in the world to hear it if they tune in. All right, then what?
There's no way to solve any of these problems by any means on this earth other than through prayer to God in the name of Jesus. Don't try to handle it yourself, because you can't. Ask the Comforter, which is Christ.
Yeah. The reason we can't is nothing can be done of any significance in the flesh. Everything that is the work of God must be done by the Holy Spirit, including these tape messages and the written messages. Then what?
Get hold of God in Jesus. His word tells us not to war, but to pray to him to avenge us instead.
Well, it tells us to war spiritually, but not with carnal weapons. So we are to fight, but spiritually, in prayer. And with the written word, and to answer the false charges. All right, then what?
He will take vengeance on all the evil people in the world.
Right, what I meant in that piece of literature is we war, our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but spiritual, to the pulling down of these strongholds of people in the world that are not of the Lord. Okay, and then what else?
People in the world are more wicked today than they were when God's people were greatly increased in the days of Moses in Egypt.
Well, the Bible says that there'd be a time of wickedness that the world has never known before. And the reason for it is people are the same sins that they're doing back then, they're doing today, but it's amplified because of television, the website. These television programs today, the Vatican is allowing them to go on. They're teaching people to be homosexuals. They're teaching them to be whores, prostitutes. They're teaching them to be lesbians. They're teaching them to be adulteresses and adulterers. They're teaching them to do all these things. They're liars, to war with carnal weapons. And you must keep your children away from these things. It's really a battle. It's a war to keep your children away from these things and from people that believe in watching these things. The schools are teaching the children to be fornicators, adulterers and adulteresses, homosexuals, lesbians, liars, fornicators, to be secretive, to not tell your parents what you're doing, and to be a whore. You can see that many of these young girls are doing whorish things. and they're actually selling their preteen bodies on the streets. So this is the day of temptation that the Bible says that the Lord will keep you from if you are in the Spirit. And so people really need to get into the Spirit and stay there and stay away from all evil. Flee from the very appearance of evil. Amen?
Amen.
Fortunately, for myself, I'm legally blind. There isn't much by sight that can tempt me. I really actually almost have to be face to face with a person. If they've been I can tell that they've been eating onions before I recognize who they are. All right, let's go.
That was when the new king came to the throne who knew nothing about Joseph. This king plotted against God's people and forced parents to abandon their newborn male babies so that they would die. Today, women who abort their children within them are much more evil than they've ever been.
Well, I mean, women today are shameless. They love to expose themselves. They love to abort their children, have fornication, and abort themselves. The exposure, it thrills them. It's really a hateful thing to the Lord, but we need to pray for those people that they'll listen to these broadcasts or somebody's broadcast that preaches against sin and that they'll accept the Lord Jesus Christ and turn away from all these things that they're being taught in schools, in the government, in the mouth of the media and the televisions, the websites, different websites, and what do they call that, online or
the internet? Yes,
all these different people work on the internet, and I don't. I don't even know how to turn it on. I do know how to turn the lights on in my room, though. I mean, so I don't understand how it works. But anyway, let's continue on here.
No one is forcing them to kill their children. In Egypt, Pharaoh made them destroy their boy infants.
These people are doing it willingly. That's why the supposed to be, quote, ladies, unquote, today are evil. They're lesbians. They're exhibitionists. They love to show themselves, exhibit themselves. It thrills them to do other things that Satan wants them to do. And they kill their babies willingly. And they get angry if you tell them that they're going to go to hell for it, for murder. And if you tell them that they're going to go to hell for fornicating into the lake of fire, committing adultery, or exposing themselves. Because when they do that, what they do is there are a lot of foolish men on earth that are attracted to that sort of thing, and they cause them to commit fornication and adultery in their heart, and actually to commit the actual act themselves. And so, therefore, what they're doing is helping Satan lead people into the pits of hell and the lake of fire. So, you ladies realize that whatever you do that tempts man, or women if you're a lesbian, that you're going to be judged for it one of these days, and it may be a lot sooner than you think. The Lord could come for you tonight. He could call your name, and when he does, it's all over. You're going to be judged. Okay, so let's go ahead.
Today, they not only do it willingly, but eagerly with zeal. This is one of the reasons God is not going to allow time to go on any longer. But except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved.
Right, be saved, because they'll be so possessed with the devil by the spirit of Satan that they can't shake themselves loose from the bondage that Satan has put them in. They're filled with lust. Their eyes are filled with adultery and fornication, lesbianism, homosexuality, murder, thievery, hatred for God instead of the love of God, to love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. If people out there get saved, accept the Lord today, and then stay there with him. And if you write me, or call, or email me, or fax me, I'll show you how to stay alive in the Lord. Okay, go ahead.
But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Matthew chapter 24, verse 22. God told me that many of his dreadful, terrible plagues will soon be on their way. Therefore, everyone should repent and believe the gospel.
Okay, well,
now.
The plagues are on the way right now. This piece of literature here was written years ago. And we can see the plagues, the birds are coming. Amen.
Amen.
And the tsunamis are coming, the hurricanes are coming, all the pestilence, the diseases, the earthquakes. Send for the literature. It'll tell you. Refer to my literature and to the Bible. All right, keep going.
The devil rejoices. It's all right to lie. The Bible says, Satan is a liar and the father of it. John chapter 8, verse 44. Can you as an individual trust a liar? I'm talking about any kind of a liar. A civilian liar, a government liar, the Pope, a common person, a king, a president, a propagandist, or a media liar.
Yeah, the main point there is even a Christian liar. People that claim to be Christians and that lie. Then what?
Can you believe a court that calls itself supreme when they rule it is all right to lie?
And to abort children. Yeah, they ruled that it was all right for this Hustler magazine, Larry Flint, to lie. It's now okay. But not in the eyes of the Lord. You'll be judged for it on the judgment day. And if you're a liar, you'll be sent to hell, because no liar shall enter the kingdom of heaven. No effeminate person shall. No masculine female. Then what?
Well, that's exactly what the Supreme Court of these United States has done. Lying now is case law. They ruled that it's all right to lie. Really, we have no one to trust but God, who cannot lie. What he has said shall come to pass. According to God's word, Rome gets her instructions from Satan, then passes them on to the kings of the earth.
Which is the one world government. There's representatives there from every nation, and so it just spreads like wildfire. Then what?
We who are members of Christ's body have the power to...
And it goes to the media then, and that's when it really goes crazy. And people have a tendency to believe the evil that comes through the television and radio, and the whole world has been deceived. So you have to get out of there and get into the word of the Lord. Then what?
We who are members of Christ's body have the power to cast out devils. Jesus said to all of us who are his disciples, the members of his body, his church, whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. This means we are able to bind all the evil that's happening on earth once we bind it in heaven. So we must bind
it. Once we bind it on earth, it will be bound in heaven. Okay, then what?
So we must bind everything that's evil on earth in heaven before it will be bound by the Lord on earth. If everyone would believe and obey this scripture, we would be able to control everything on earth.
Now, whenever it's bound here on earth, it will be bound in heaven, okay?
God, through Jesus, puts us in charge of the things here on earth when we first bind them by prayer in heaven.
Well, we pray to the Lord to bind them here on earth in heaven first, and then, of course, he binds it, and we utter the words that the Lord says for us to do. And if we believe the word of the Lord, then we do say, yeah, you're bound here on earth, Satan, and we fight the fight of faith if somebody's saying something evil about you, or if you know where evil is, you expose it. That's binding it here on earth, and then you ask the Lord in heaven to bind it and make it good, the things that you're doing, and then he binds it in heaven and from heaven, so that you can see that we have to learn the way to war spiritually, not with carnal weapons. And so we can do all things in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
That loved us first. And that we have to love, which is the meaning of that is to keep God's commandments. That is what the meaning of love is in the Bible. Love is the keeping of God's commandments. Then what?
If we are in Jesus and Jesus is in us, we are sitting in the driver's seat. Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. We who are joined to him by the Holy Spirit are one with Christ. God says if we keep his commandments, we will have the Holy Spirit whom God hath given to them that obey him. Acts chapter 5, verse 32. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22.
What some people will say, well, how can we keep God's commandments if we don't have the Holy Spirit in the first place? Well, you can keep God's commandments if you have the Holy Spirit inside. But to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit is something more. It's to give you the power to be in the ministry. So you can keep the commandments of the Lord. I mean, they're not grievous if you have the Spirit of God in you. It's not hard to abstain from adultery, fornication. It isn't hard for me to say no to murder. It isn't hard for me to love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength because I've seen him. And I know that he exists. And there's no way that anyone can stop me from doing what I'm doing with any false doctrine because I've seen the Lord. And that's why I say the main thing that we need to do is fear God and keep his commandments. And if we've seen him, we were going to keep his commandments because when you see him, it's a fearful thing to know that he's alive and that he is sitting on the throne and that he sees everything. That strikes a tone of fear in me like never before in my life. And it's kept me fearing the Lord for 41 years. And this is what keeps me straight. It keeps me from wanting to sin. But the Spirit of the Lord in me also keeps me from wanting to sin. But I don't mind going through trials and tribulations or persecutions. Some people fall away because they don't have the fear of the Lord and because they've never seen the Lord. They never read the Bible. Some people that read the Bible receive him by faith. God gave me visions, and that means I must not be as intelligent as a lot of people because it's better, it's more blessed to have believed without having seen these visions that I've seen than it would be for me to just have received the faith by reading the word and believing it and doing it. And some people are very capable of doing that. The Apostle Paul had visions and heard enormously from the word of the Lord from the heaven, and I have too. The real Christians on earth know that I have hearing ears from heaven. I hear what the Lord says. And therefore I have to do it because I know what will happen to me if I don't. Just like Paul did. He said he'd be a castaway, just like with all the people out in the world that refuse and all the fallen away Christians. Okay, then what?
However, if we don't do the things that are pleasing in his sight, then he will not hear us when we pray to him to be terrible to the wicked kings of the earth, Psalm 76, verse 12, and terrible in his doing toward the wicked children of men, Psalm 66, verse 5.
All right, I see our time is up again.
So I'm going to stop here. It's time for us to pray now. Those of you that want to be part of those that are going to be rejoicing when this Antichrist regime is over with, which is any minute now, say this prayer so you can be saved. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, wash all my former filthy sins in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, you will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program, number 54.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com. Or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
There's so much to say in so little time. Well, I guess, you know, you're only able to receive so much from the Lord at one time. And you've learned a lot from these broadcasts. And tomorrow we'll be doing, Lord willing, part 11 of Another Pearl Harbor. But until tomorrow, remember the Lord, that He is good. Keep away from the lusts of the flesh, the lusts of the eyes, and the pride of life. God bless you. This is Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.
Here I am with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps to sing for you, Joshua Fit the Battle.
Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down, God knows that. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, when the walls come tumbling down. Good morning, Sister Mary. Good morning, Brother John. Well, I want to stop and talk with you and tell you how I come along. I know you've heard about Joshua, he was the son of Nun. He never stopped his work until, well, until his work was done. God knows that Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho when the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about the men of Saul, but there's a man like Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Go blow the ramble, Joshua cried, don't the battle and be burned. God knows that Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, when the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about the king of Saul, but there's none like Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Well, they tell me that young the Joshua's spear was a well not 12 long, and upon his hip was a double-edged sword, and his mouth was a gospel horn. Yet bold and brave, he stood salvation in his hand. Go broke and ran home, Joshua threatened, cause the devil can't do you no harm. God knows that Joshua beat the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Well, Joshua beat the battle around Jericho, where the walls come tumbling down. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Rope, rope, and ran home, Joshua cut, cause the battle can't do you no harm. Then the lamb, ram, sheep, horns begin to blow, the trumpets begin to sound. Then Joshua shouted, glory, and the walls came tumbling down. God knows that Joshua beat the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Well, Joshua beat the battle around Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down.
Well, the walls came tumbling down. Hey, praise the Lord.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.